May I have your attention, please? We can have order, please. A couple things to go through first and get an idea of what's going to be transpiring this evening. First of all, George Kripper, one of our regular planning board members, is ill tonight. And Cindy Gallant, our alternate member, will be an full member tonight with all voting rights, privileges, and increase in pay. And I don't expect we're going to be voting on anything, but you know, she is full member tonight. We have a quorum. We're ready to do business. We've been deluged with quite a few letters about this project. In fact, you know, we start numbering in the hundreds. And a lot of them refer to it that they don't understand how the planning board could invite this applicant here or anyone else, or why we have, they already think we've approved it, why we are supporting it. I want to just explain this is a process that we have. The whole thing is a process. And we're in the almost a halfway tonight. Anyone that owns property in this town, or state for that matter, you know, can offer it for sale to a company from any place, not only Searsport, Waldo County, Maine, the U.S., but all over the world. And we have foreign companies that operate in town. They make an application to us. We do not go out seeking them. That's the Economic Development Committee's job. When the application comes in, we make sure that all the lines are filled, and then we go through the hearing process, the review process, and the decision-making process. And I say, this is all a process, and we want to be able to go through that process uninterrupted, with respect and consideration for others. And that being said, tonight, I won't say about stifling outbursts and stuff, but just no outbursts, no display, pro or con, and definitely no signs.